Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. With Allah's fadl, with His grace, with His mercy, very quickly, Allah Ta'ala gives His fadl. And very soon, if Allah gives His grace and generosity and mercy, very valuable days will be upon us. As you know, Dhul Hijjah, the days are very close. And after some days, just a few days, the valuable days, precious days of Dhul Hijjah will begin. And we are grateful to Allah that some days back, we had the tawfiq, Allah has given us the tawfiq, that some days before that we are able to speak about the virtues of those days. Because so that those valuable moments that are about to come, they are very precious indeed. Treasures of Allah, we shouldn't waste them. We shouldn't waste them. And we have seen with our eyes that when Allah wants His ni'mas, His treasures, His precious pearls, He takes them back. That thing is in our control. Look, you can see that how quickly the environment changed, what was around us changed, the scenario in the masjids changed, everywhere around this change, beyond change. It's all Allah's doing. Whatever Allah wants to do, He can do. What can we say or do in front of that? And we are grateful to Allah, He's given us an opportunity even now, that through that we can prepare for our hereafter. For our hereafter. I'm not giving you a speech. This is not a lecture. This is not some bayan. Yes? Rather, let's think ourselves that Allah Ta'ala, He has decided based on His generosity and mercy for us. Yes? That the first 10 days now of Dhul Hijjah, they are very extremely virtuous. If Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq, ability, and bestows these to us, these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days, are so honorable, sacred, holy, close to Allah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated with regards to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, he stated sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these 10 days, the ibadah, worship, the amount that worship is beloved to Allah, not in any other day of the year is worship beloved to Allah compared to these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The amount worship is beloved to Allah, the amount Allah's servants worship is beloved to Allah in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. In no other day are the deeds more beloved to Allah in the rest of the year than these first 10 days. So that's a straightforward formula, straight up. We've just understood that when something which is beloved to the beloved of Allah, and we hold that dear, then we become beloved also. So if we love Allah and we want Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and we want His love, then obviously Allah has given us an open playing field. And Allah has declared that I love those 10 days, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Subhanallah. And there's an example Allah has given us as well, very good example. And the example is that in these 10 days, every ibadah, whichever worship action you carry, Allah holds beloved. But what a great example of what's best to do. That if any servant of mine in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, if he keeps fast for one day, thawab, reward of that fast, Allah says it's as if he will get one whole year's fasting reward confirmed. Allah's fadl, that if we keep fast for 9 days, the first 9 days, how much reward? 9 years of fasting. 9 years guarantee. Have you got? Corona is on our heads. Do you have a guarantee you're going to live for 9 years? But Allah's given such ni'mas. So the very easy formula I'll explain to you. Alhamdulillah. So you can enjoy after hearing. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a great line. Let's just keep one fast. 1 year's of fasting reward. And this thawab Allah Himself is giving. This means that this fast, the thawab you'll attain, will be based on Allah's giving. Allah's giving. There will be nothing lacking, nothing reduced. Subhanallah. Look at this point. Okay. So how Allah Ta'ala has given us His extreme mercy to each human being. Subhanallah. So I'll tell you another easy method for this. That first everybody make niyyah solid that inshallah we will keep the fast. No, I couldn't enjoy. Say louder, inshallah. Still no enjoyment. Put your hands up. that you're going to keep the fast. MashaAllah. Okay, put your hands down now. Now, this is a very big statement you've made. Solid statement, alhamdulillah, for some reason, or due to laziness, negligence, you don't keep the fast. Then Allah Ta'ala has looked at your niyyah, inshallah, your intention. You will get the complete thawab based on your niyyah. Intention. That's why I made you make this intention. Tomorrow you might get ill, something else could happen, you could get lazy. But now, at this moment, you made niyyah, intention. Allah likes the person who makes the niyyah. Intention. Allah said He's determined. And tomorrow if he falls down or he cannot do it, then Allah says, how can I leave the niyyah? How can I leave the niyyah intention? That's why I made you do this action. Okay, brothers? So 1 year confirmed reward you've got for fasting. And how much thawab do we want? 9 years. SubhanAllah. So now look at the next formula that Allah Ta'ala gives. Easy. The nights come, everything comes, and we do our broken down, humble ibadah worship. And this is night ibadah we're doing right now, isn't it? What we're sat for after Maghrib, the ibadah that you do after Maghrib, that's the nighttime ibadah. Night of worship, this is the night time we are sat in with the Fadl of Allah. This is the night of Jummah ibadah we're doing. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Now, Allah Ta'ala says that in this night, Dhul Hijjah, in any night if a person does any worship action, ibadah, any action, subhanAllah, no restriction, read nawafil or do this, or that. Allah says, any ibadah that you do, in the night of Dhul Hijjah, Allah says, the thawab I'll give to you, is that every night thawab, you will get the thawab equivalent to one Laylatul Qadr. SubhanAllah, all year long we wait, Laylatul Qadr, let's get the thawab, we wait, isn't it? Allah's karam and mercy, blessings. If 10 nights we do ibadah, then 10 nights of Laylatul Qadr equivalent ibadah. Amazing package we've attained for akhirah. The 9 years of fasting, and alhamdulillah, 9 Laylatul Qadr is 9 nights of power reward. Look at this. What a great, great confirmation. And do any ibadah you want. Any worship action. That's it. So night time ibadah. Not all nights stay up. Look how Allah has made it easy. Allah says if you do ibadah during the night, not all night you have to stay up. So look at the package. Inshallah, what we'll do is in the night after Isha, we'll go back, we'll sleep quickly, we'll wake up, we'll pray tahajjud. After tahajjud, we'll do a little bit of dhikr, tilawa, recitation, fajr time will come. After fajr, we'll rest. And then we'll get the thawab of the whole night. So well, you've slept. Look, tahajjud, you wake up a little bit, 30 minutes before fajr, and you pray tahajjud. Allah says, I give you the thawab, the complete tahajjud. On top of that, you get tahajjud reward as well, alhamdulillah, because our niyyah is this, isn't it? That we want the Laylatul Qadr thawab reward. We can't stay up all night long, no problem, no problem. So this is another confirmation. And then the third confirmation, Allah says, on every ibadah, on every worship, nothing specific Allah has mentioned that Allah gives us something we have to toil and struggle hard. No, just sit down, do tasbih, recite Quran, tilawa, do some dhikr sitting down, do any good action, any good deed we do. Allah says the thawab I'll give so much thawab. Look at the thawab Allah gives, the reward. How much thawab will be attained, received? That the most beloved amal that will be. SubhanAllah. In other words, all year long you can give sadaqah, charity, etc. But in these 10 days, if you take out sadaqah, Allah says that this will be beloved charity that you have given. Beloved. Beloved. Yes, all year long you can do dhikr, but in these 10 days, Allah says the dhikr you do, put all the dhikr back. But I love this dhikr the most, Allah says. The most. What a great point. Tasbih. Him, Allah's praises all year long. Do dhikr, tasbih, Allah gives tawfiq. Fine. But in these days you sit and do tasbih, dhikrullah, and you do tasbih, Allah says, leave all the tasbihs, the rest of the, I don't know what he did. But bring these tasbihs in these days, because these are the most beloved actions in these days, the beloved dhikr, tasbih that he did. What enjoyment you'll get on the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, when you get all of these rewards. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. See that? So, every ibadah, every action. Another point I'd like to present to you. This is a Sufi's nukta. The fakirs, the devotees. Yes, every ibadah Allah mentions. So nobody will have thought this point with regards to ibadah. But nobody would have thought about this point because we don't think it's ibadah. Although despite it's the root, the soul of ibadah. It is the foundation, the roots. And all other ibadahs are accepted due to this. But nobody had this in their mind. What is that ibadah that I'm referring to? If that ibadah somebody does, you know, Allahu Akbar, then he's passed the test easy. Easy. He's crossed the peak of the mountain. What's that ibadah if he does it? What's that ibadah? Think. Have you thought? What ibadah can it be? That ibadah we don't consider it. That's why we don't say it's worship. That's the greatest ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask Allah and do tawbah for your sins. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is a great worship action. This is ibadah. This is worship. We don't call ibadah. When we talk about ibadah, straight away tasbih, dhikrullah, Quran, prostration. But nobody's heart or mind has thought that the greatest worship is tawbah, repentance. Repentance. Shunning the sins. Tawbah. If I don't do tawbah, then how can I, or the rest of my worship be accepted? How? Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, so brothers, if you want the thawab of 9 years of worship, you want the night of power thawab, then the first greatest ibadah we must perform. That first, do that first. What's that? That do tawbah to Allah, ask Allah for forgiveness, repent to Allah. And submit to Allah and ask for forgiveness. Allah, I want forgiveness from you. Allah, accept my tawbah. Accept my tawbah. In the Sufi dialogue, we call it taking bayah. Bayah, pledging allegiance to the teacher. This is the Quranic word, because the Sufis take all the lengths from the Quran. They don't take them out of their pockets. Sufis, yeah? This is not innovation. This is a Quranic word. Yes? And Allah has used different words in different places to His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says that Rasulullah is giving bayah to this person, that person, to the Sahaba, bayah under the tree, bayah here, bayah this location. I'm not saying it. So bayah, pledging allegiance, is what? Tawbah, repenting to Allah, turning to Allah, to stick to that repentance. Allah, what we want to do is Allah. So what we need to do in these 10 days, there's just a few days, I think maybe from Tuesday, the 1st of Dhul-Hijjah starts. So tonight, night of Jummah, this is the last Jummah night of Dhul-Qadah. And this is a great month as well. So why not from tonight? Why don't we start? Those brothers who are listening, who want the reward today, make tawbah to Allah, repent to Allah, solid tawbah. What do you have to do? 2 rakah salah, tawbah. Pray it, raise your hands, and with an honest, sincere heart, say, Allah, I ask you for forgiveness. I'm sinful, and I put my list of sins. I can't put my list of sins. You are khabir, basir. You know my sins. Allah, I request forgiveness for all my sins. All the sins I've done externally, internally, etc. And what's the methodology of asking for forgiveness? 3 contracts you have to make with Allah. 3 pacts, okay, for forgiveness. Number one, contract number one. That Allah, I am extremely remorseful. I am extremely remorseful, ashamed of my sins. Contract number one, Allah, you are my Rabb, my Lord. I've disobeyed you too many times. Allah, I am extremely shameful. Allah, give me so much shame that my eyes become moist and wet. What should they become? A little bit wet with the fadl wala. Then you are successful beyond successful. Even if the tears don't drop, but if you close the eyes and you consider that you are a criminal in front of Allah and request Allah, what a fantastic opportunity you've given me to me for forgiveness. Close your eyes and when with the heart you request it, inshallah, our eyes will become moist. With the moist eyes, if I tell you the hadith, will be a lengthy affair, but it will be a great value of that moist eye on the Day of Judgment. Massive value. A person, whilst he's going into hellfire, he'll be returned from hellfire. He'll say, Allah, you promised that due to my fear, my remembrance, if he asks me forgiveness, he whose eye becomes a little bit wet, moist, I will make hellfire haram for him. So Allah, you're sending me to hell. Subhanallah. Allah said, was your eye moist? Allah, that time, that day, that my eye was a little bit moist out of your asking you forgiveness. Allah will say, yes, take him to paradise. Take him to paradise. So if your eye becomes moist, wet a bit, whilst doing tawbah, whilst repenting, if the eye becomes moist, what a great achievement after that remorse, after they say, Allah, firm promise, pact, I'm shunning the sins, I'm disregarding the sins, make me, even if shaitan says, you can't leave this, you'll never say, no, you say to Allah. I have to say to Allah, we have to say to Allah, Allah, I want to leave these sins. Allah, I'm leaving these sins. Don't be scared that I can't leave the sin. What will happen? I'll make further sins. Allah says, no, forget that. When you say to me, immediately look at that time, the state of his. I don't look at the future. I look at that time when you're stood in front of me sincerely asking for forgiveness. That's what I'm looking at. Right now, here and now. I'm not looking after what you'll do, what you won't do. Why? Because today I'm your Rabb. If I can forgive you, then I'll forgive you tomorrow as well, subhanAllah. So what are you worried about? So why are you worried about tomorrow for? Think about today, the here and now. There won't be no other Rabb tomorrow. You're stood in front of me today and asking forgiveness. Then tomorrow I'm also your Rabb, your Lord. So if you make a mistake tomorrow, come back to me again and I'll forgive you again the time after that. So why are you worried about the future and making that condition for now? Do you promise now, today? Say, yes, Allah, make a promise. I am going to shun the sins. I'm not going to repeat the sins again. Two contracts. One is shame. Two is the contract that I am not going to repeat the sins. Third contract. Allah, I promise to you, alhamdulillah, now I leave the sins, I leave them right away, and in the future I won't repeat the sins again. Third contract, third promise, subhanallah. So it looks fearful, it looks difficult, isn't it? I'm a sinful, I'm leaving the sins and I'm not going to do them again. No, it's hard. But don't worry, who are you promising to? Allah, inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Allah, the all-powerful, supreme power. No one more powerful than Allah. You're speaking to Him. Because we know, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Allah, your tawfiq, with your capability, I'm doing tawbah. And with your tawfiq, with your given ability, capability, I will leave the sins. Subhanallah. I am assigning myself over to Allah. I'm handing myself over to Allah. Whoever makes these contracts, alhamdulillah, do it today. It's very good if you can do it. If you can get to company of a friend of Allah, do bay'at at his hands, then nur ala nur, light beyond light. And if you can't do it, what's the benefit at the hands of a sheikh, a wali Allah? Look, the benefit of taking bay'at at the hand of the wali Allah is that, for example, if you go to someone, he's got my money, he's not giving my money, you'll say, I didn't take your money. Isn't it? Somebody's going to refuse, you'll say, wait it. And you'll call another person, a witness, and you say that when I said to him, he took money from me, a debt, and he said he's going to pay me back. He said, you haven't taken me, you were with me. He said, I am your witness, I was stood with him, and he took. And he'll be ashamed, because there'll be a witness. Why? Who's come in between? The witness has come, who will testify. The witness is present. So what's the benefit of the witness, alhamdulillah? That your case is more stronger. Say subhanallah. Your case is stronger. So all the people who take bayah, their case becomes strong. Subhanallah. Why? Because they've made a witness in their tawbah to Allah. Who's the witness? The wali Allah. When you do bayah in this gathering, everyone will become your witness. And if Allah's friend, the wali Allah, becomes witness, say, Allah, I testify. He did tawbah at my hands. He did true tawbah. Allah says, that's it. You've testified. Go, take him. Take him. Successful. Successful. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So tawbah can be done in all ways. You can see on your own, in the dark, on the jainamas, on the prayer mat. But Allah says in the Quran, do tawbah in such a way, you should have some witnesses to your tawbah. Witnesses. That's why I stated that in the gathering, it's a great benefit to do tawbah in the gathering. So why don't people do this? I'm ashamed. Imagine, you are not ashamed when in front of Allah you are sinning, blatantly doing zina, gossip mongering, backbiting, you're ashamed. But in front of people, you are embarrassed of asking Allah for forgiveness. What mad people we are, madness. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're stupid that we don't have understanding. We do sins in front of Allah, but we are embarrassed to ask Allah for tawbah. Okay, another beautiful action in these 10 days. Allah's massive, massive favor to us. Enormous favor. In these 10 days, Allah Ta'ala says that not everyone can go on Hajj, can they? Can everyone go to Hajj? In whoever's destiny, the poor soul, we've got some money, availability, possibility, we think Hajj at this moment in time, everyone, the most honorable person is he who is arrived to Allah's home for Hajj. Very respectful, dignitary, honorable. In the whole universe, the Hajji is respected, all the creation, because they are the most beloved servants of Allah, those, the Hajjis. They're not some minor people. As soon as they take off their clothes, the worldly clothes, subhanallah. As soon as they take the dirty libas of the world off, and they take on the sunnah libas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the two cloths, fakir, one is the lower garment, which is like the kafan, the deceased cloth, isn't it? And Allahu Akbar, when you put the kafan on, and when you bear rule, and whether you're a king, wazir, minister, millionaire, everything goes naked. Put the two pieces of cloth on everyone the same. Two pieces of cloth, you stand, say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Allahu Akbar, that's it. What does he become? Hajji, he becomes the Hajji. He swears, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Allah, I'm here, I've recognized you, Allah, I'm calling you, you are everything, you are supreme beyond supreme, amazing. Allah says, the most honorable, respectful person at this moment in time for me is this Hajji. He's naked, leaves his clothes, leaves his kingdom, leaves his status, titles, wife, children, daughter, sons, barefoot, bareheaded, nothing on his body. I don't want anything to touch his body, just the satar to cover the private part so he's not naked, shoulders naked. In front of him is Allah's house, Baytullah, the human being, and his Rabb. Three things are, that's it. the human being, Rabbul Alameen and Baytullah, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Nothing else, standing, sitting, walking, salah, everywhere you have to say what? Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Talbiyah. Allah says, these are my servants. Allah is proud in the heavens. These are my special servants. I selected them, this many thousand. This time Allah hasn't selected the people. Allah is unhappy with us, isn't it? Allah is unhappy. Has Allah chosen anyone from here, from Bolton? Has Allah chosen anyone? From Blackburn? Is there anybody? Tell me. No country, Allah has closed the doors. I don't like them, Allah says. Tell me, what a massive misfortune. Allah has not selected anyone. Allah selects the human beings. Allah selects the history. Says that, no, I'm not sending these people. They're severely sinful. I'm not even going to show them my home. I'm going to close the doors. Corona, Sharona, this is just a front. It's a front. It's nothing. This is all Allah's cause. Allah's doing. Oh, don't shake hands, social distance, keep a gap. Forget all of this. Forget that. Please Allah, everything will come back to normality. Everything will come back to normality. Please Allah. Please Allah. Mu'min is given a lesson. Imagine. Iman, people of Iman, they don't even know their lesson. That my lesson, my sabak is whenever this condition arises, run to my Rabb, knock on the door, please Allah, because we've displeased Him. We've displeased Him. The whole world has turned its face, and we should run straight back to Allah Ta'ala's door and please Him. Let's please Allah. Look, today until now, I've not heard anything. Do this, wear the mask, wash hands, sanitize. We've not heard anyone say, please Allah. That's the solution. Have you heard anything? Seen anything? Read anything? Please Allah. Please Allah. How does Allah Ta'ala become pleased? The same thing I told you just now. What do we need to do to please Allah? Tawbah. Repentance. That's it. But we don't accept. We don't accept we're sinful. We don't accept we're wrong. So Allah Ta'ala has given the reward to the Hajjis. The most respectful and honorable people at this time of the year. Those who arrive to Hajj. I have sketched the scene for you of Hajj. So Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah. He says the Hajjis, they'll take the full reward, go to Arafah. And there'll be many people who are sad. They can't come to Hajj. They can't go to Hajj. So the Holy Prophet says, whole Ummah, Allah Ta'ala has given them mercy due to the Sadaqah of Dhul Hijjah, such great days. Look, Allah's mercy of those who can't go. This is fine. You can't come for Hajj. So Allah says, want to give great rewards to the Hajjis. And you cannot imagine the rewards that in the plain of Arafah, that my tawajjah, my focus on the plain of Arafah, you cannot imagine my focus and mercy in the plain of Arafah. Look how much we have lost this year. Allahu Akbar. Such a great rahmah, mercy, Allah's focus comes on the plain of Arafah, a person cannot imagine. So Allah is Kareem, merciful. Allah says, I don't want you to lose out. I don't want you to lose out, and the rest of the people to lose out. Allah says, I also want them to be included, so they get a share, and such a share that the Hajjis, that they won't get it, the people sat at home will get it. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So how do we get that? Allah says, the summary of how you can get the reward. Allah says, all you need to do, and now Allah's sunnat ilahi, Allah Ta'ala's desire, Allah's tariqah's methods are the greatest, unique methods. Allah's methods, Subhanallah. So what's the method? Look at Allah's style. Allah says, look at Allah's style. Allah's style of giving. Why is Allah putting this condition? Allah says, Subhanallah, that servant of mine who I love, that whoever loves my servant, then I start to love that person as well. Subhanallah. So Allah, who do you love? Because I love my servant, those who are close to me. If you love him, then due to that reason, I'll love you as well, Allah says. Subhanallah. Imagine the condition to earn Allah's love. That Allah says, if I love certain people, my close servants, my friends, my wali, imagine the status of that wali. Allah says that if you love my wali, then I will start to love you as well. Subhanallah. So now the Hajjis, at this moment in time, this phase of the year, they are beloved to Allah. So the sunnah ilahi is, the sunnah of Allah is, that Allah says that they are my select servants and guests. If you do an action that you imitate them, the Hajjis, you imitate their practices little bit, then I promised you the reward I give them to Arafah, you will also get that reward. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. On which point? Which point? Just imitate the Hajjis, Allah says. Imitate them. How should we imitate them? As soon as the moon is visible, then you will have to, it's not fard wajib for you to do this. Such rewards, Allah Ta'ala isn't strict beyond strict. Allah says it's based on ishq, love. And Allah wants to see who in the heart really wants Allah's reward. It's not fard, it's not wajib, compulsory, nothing, no title. Allah says, I want to see, I'm given such a great reward. Is there anybody who wants to take it from me? Come and ask for me, and I'll give to you, Allah says. Come and ask for me. Is it fard? Then everybody would do it forcefully. Oh, I'm doing it. I've got to do it. Allah says this is based on my love. The principles of love, of ishq, this is the scale of love. Not the scale of forcing people, pushing people, compelling them. Look how Allah Ta'ala has given parts to the deen. Parts to the deen. So Allah says that I love the hajis. This is my beautiful bond of love with them. So if you imitate them, you will get the reward as well. Allah says whoever imitates the hajis, that if you keep their hair like them, subhanAllah, and they can't cut their hair, you don't cut your hair. They don't trim their moustache, you don't trim your moustache. They don't cut their nails, you don't cut your nails. Say subhanAllah. During that first 10 days. Yes, so do you have to get forced? Is it hard? So easy for you to do this. Allah says, just do this, and what he doesn't do, you do. They don't cut their hair, you don't cut their hair. They say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. What do you do here? Say, Allahu Akbar. So what do we say? Takbir, tashreeh. Allah has taught us, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Takbir, tashreeh, he will call out there. Talbiyah, here you call out the tasbih. Why do they do loud dhikr? Do you do maraqba loud? Allah Ta'ala says, now I love it. Do my dhikr loudly. Loudly. Why? Because my beloved servants are doing loud dhikr. You do loud dhikr as well. Allah says, say subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at Allah, that how He loves His beloved servants. How much? When somebody knows that someone here, this person's a beloved friend of Allah, don't challenge that person. Don't criticize him. Don't dishonor him. Don't disrespect him. Do adab to him. They are rude people today. We think that everyone's a tudlu for us. Yeah, we look down at him. Yes, that he is a sidekick. We should consider every person the beloved friend of Allah. We think that there's a stamp or a seal on their foreheads. When you consider every man beloved of Allah, you will never argue with anyone. You will never clash with anyone. You will never look down at anyone. Every person is the beloved of Allah. Every person. So we should respect every person. Every person. But when you see specific people who are pious people, when we see them, then we start pulling them down, we backbite against them, talk rubbish against them, we criticize them, look down them, we look for mistakes in their life. Day and night we're poking interference and looking for their defects. Allah doesn't like this. Allah is unhappy. Allah loves His servants, His walis. Then Allah Ta'ala takes such revenge on that person, he doesn't even realize that what am I getting punished for? Allah says, he doesn't even know. I used to pray, I was praying Salah, I'm doing this action. Allah says, you can carry on doing everything, but you are doing that action that I will eliminate all of your deeds. You did enmity with my beloved servant, you are my enemy, Allah says. This comes in the Quran, Allah announces in the Quran. You are my enemy, Allah Ta'ala says. I won't leave you. So here, Allah Ta'ala, how He fulfills the friendship. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Yeah, if you extend your hand to Allah, many people, He's my friend, He's my friend, He's my friend. Allah says, come to me and become my friend and see how I will fulfill the friendship with you. Even if your enemy comes, then I will make him your friend. I will switch his heart to emotion and friendship. Can anybody do enmity? No, nobody can if you are good. So Allah Ta'ala says, that whoever imitates the hajjis, what will he become? He will get all of the rewards that were given on Arafah for this purpose, that you imitated my beloved servant, subhanAllah. Now I'd like to raise a point, I'll leave a point for you. You are people of understanding and wisdom. You are people with pure hearts and ashiks and lovers. Another point then to think about. Hajji, who is extremely beloved to Allah, Allah loves them, likes them, and you imitate them. Allah Ta'ala then likes you, and Allah starts to give you rewards. On which point? Because you imitated and you did imitation of Allah's beloveds. At that time, the Hajji. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. And Mahbub Rabbul Alameen, the beloved of Allah, Rahmatul Alameen, the beloved to all of the creation and universe, who is Allah's beloved, the Habib of Allah, the most beloved to Allah, the dear to Allah. If we do his nakal, then what will Allah give? What will Allah give? Tell me. If we imitate him, what will Allah give? If he's the most beloved in the universe. Clear cut point. Why are we so mad we don't understand this? If on imitating a haji, Allah gives this reward. So if we imitate Allah's Mahbub sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will Allah give nothing? Zero reward? Allah says, Qul, O my beloved servant, O my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell, Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. فَقَدْ habani kana مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ Subhanallah. If you imitate a haji, you'll get the reward of Arafah. And if you imitate my sunnah, say Rasulullah, and you imitate my imamah, you imitate my beard, you imitate my attire, you imitate my akhlaq, you imitate my libas, subhanAllah. When you imitate my ways, my methods, my techniques, just like I practice, then you, what reward you will get? Allah says, I'll give you that reward. Allahu Akbar. Kana ma'iya fil jannati, I'll take you with my hand and take you alongside me into paradise. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Why don't we do this? Haji will imitate, we'll extend our hair for a few days. Everyone will extend their hairs. And it's not fard, it's not wajib, nothing. Why? Oh, I'm going to get reward, arafah reward, arafah reward. But we forget this point, that what a great reward Allah has given, that if you imitate my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his face, appearance, libas, attire, eating, drinking, standing, walking, all his akhlaq, manners and lifestyle, Allah says, I'll elevate your status so much that you will attain the rank of mahbubiyat, belovedness. Mahbubiyat. But today, ummah, what's the answer for this? I'm ashamed to do this. Oh, I can't wear the imamah, it's shameful. Keeping the beard, I'm ashamed. If I do this action, I'm ashamed. Imagine the statements, the responses. That's why we are in such a pathetic state. Pathetic state. Tell me, what a great example we have in front of us. Great example. Let's promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such a great personality, the most supreme personality, we are ashamed of following Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine. You should be proud of following him, imitate him. Today, if there's a dirty person, an actor, personality, we imitate them, we're proud. Oh, keep caps like them, hats, and we'll cut our hair like them, and weird clothes, and girls will make their appearances. They'll be proud. Oh, we're imitating that woman. Oh, wake up, Muslims, wake up, wake up. Should be proud, I'm imitating Allah's Habib, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amazing, amazing. So much in the depth of your heart should love Rasulullah. The whole world can be one side. They're joking against you, laughing at you, mocking you, swearing at you, rebuking you. Say, Subhanallah, I'm imitating Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do you wear the imamah? Allah's Habib, I'm imitating him. Why do you keep the beard? I'm imitating Allah's beloved. Openly, be boastful. Be proud, don't be ashamed, and run away and hide. No need to do that. Allah watches everything. He says, you're so ashamed of imitating my Habib. Some your legs are shaking when you come tomorrow to me on the day of judgment. Your legs are shaking now. So this is, in these 10 days, the reward that I've presented to you, alhamdulillah. Now let's do dhikr, let's do dua to Allah, that the little bit we've discussed that's come into our mind, that's the fadail, you'll hear from the virtues, the ulama, respectable scholars. So let's try to do amal this. You'll try, won't you, brothers? Inshallah. That this way we spend the 10 days, great way to spend the 10 days, imitate the hajis. And those who hajis are imitating, imitate him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forget about imitating the hajis. Imitate him who the hajis imitate, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is sunnah of Rasulullah sallam, hajj. Everything we do in hajj is the sunnah of Rasulullah. Where did hajj come from? Where did it come from? Where did all this, do this, don't do this from Rasulullah sallam? So do tawbah, repent. Never be ashamed in implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah. Whoever is ashamed, most definitely his iman is not complete, not kamil iman, if he's ashamed of the sunnah. That person presents excuses, I'm ashamed, I can't do it, I don't want to, they'll see me, it's not necessary, it's not needed, we don't have to do it. Then that person's indirectly saying, I don't need paradise, it's not necessary for me to go to paradise, I don't need this reward for paradise. Openly, blatantly, he is refusing. Allah's given Jannah with ease, and so easy Allah's given us Jannah on a plate. Allah says, keep on imitating my Habib Zam, and keep on ascending the levels in paradise. Keep on ascending. Eating, drinking, standing, sitting, traveling, akhlaq, manners, conduct, ibadat, worship, zahir, external, batin, soul, internal. Everything should be accordance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In our homes, there should be kitabs about the sunnah. Read up about the sunnah. That in everyone's home, there's no kitab. Nobody's got that we can sit down and read. Let's keep a kitab about the sunnah. What was the sunnah of the Holy Prophet? What did he do? What did he not do? What did he do here? And if the children, we don't teach our children sunnahs. We never teach them so many kitabs. University, chemistry, biology, physiology, kitabs. What about the kitabs about the Holy Prophet? Sunnahs. He used to wake up like this, drink like this, eat like this, sleep like this, and cut his nails like this. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Nur ala nur. Light in your homes. We think this ain't deen. We think this ain't religion. This is deen. This is the complete deen. Oh, Mulana Sahib asked him, he sat here, what do you study in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Tirmidhi? This is what we study. This is what we learn. This is everything that we learn in the Sahih Kitabs. So at least, they learn high level of hadith. At least in your homes, have a basic kitab and make a routine. Beautiful kitabs of the sunnah. Whatever kitab you can buy, read it yourself. Read it with your wife, the children, read together. May Allah Ta'ala automatically will give you tawfiq to practice if you learn the ilm. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq capability. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين تهوى ياسين نبي الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي أزواجه وأمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا غفار يا ستار اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری توبہ قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری توبہ قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری توبہ قبول فرما یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ اپنے رضا والے اعمال ہمیں نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ گناہوں سے ہمیں دور فرما دے یا اللہ اپنی محبت اور معرفت کے راستے ہم پہ کھول دے اے میرا مولا ہمیں ذکر فکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ذکر فکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما سچے اور صحیح اعمال نصیب فرما نبی پاک میں اطاعت نصیب فرما یا اللہ نبی پاک میں اطاعت نصیب فرما آپ کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا جو ہم نے آج باتیں سنی میرے مولا ان پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو ہمارے گھروں میں باہر بیمار ہیں سب کو شفا نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے ہر بیماری سے قلبی بیماری سے ذہنی بیماری سے یا اللہ جادو کی بیماری سے حسد کی بیماری سے سب سے ہمیں شفا نصیب فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ